the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now? Now that Republican lawmakers in Arizona have blown town until next Wednesday. Lawmakers have been trying to repeal the 1864 near total ban on abortion after it was revived by the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Chris Mayes says she won't enforce the ban, but won't be able to stop local prosecutors.
I would urge Arizonans who are pregnant to make a plan. And I can't believe I'm having to say that. But it's time to make a plan for 60 days from now. If something goes wrong, if you need an abortion, if you want an abortion, start thinking about California and Nevada and New Mexico or Colorado.
In federal court in Portland, Nathaniel Cheney pleaded not guilty to breaking into an electric power substation in Clackamas, Oregon in 2022 and shooting up equipment. Just days after a new rule requiring two-person crews on freight trains, four railroads asked an appeals court to throw it out. This is ABC News. People will just not stop bringing guns onto airliners.
In just the first quarter of 2024, the TSA reports it found 1,503 guns at airport security checkpoints. That's an average of almost 17 guns every day. And 93% of the guns found going through airport checkpoints were loaded. The number is roughly the same as at this time last year. Guns can be legally checked as luggage, unloaded, but not as a carry-on. Those who are found with guns are often arrested and can be fined $15,000. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden says he's considering Australia's request to drop the decade-long push to prosecute WikiLeaks leaker Julian Assange for publishing classified U.S. documents. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
After hearing all of it,
this is an encouraging statement from President Biden. I have said that we have raised on behalf of Mr. Assange, Australia's national interest, that enough is enough.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with another win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a steady rain, the Brewers had no problem scoring runs against the Reds. Top of the first, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to deep right. That'll do it. And then some for Christian Yelich. It's gone. A two-run blast for Yelly, and he stays hot. Wow.
The Brewers went on to win 7-2 last night over the Reds. Today's game was rained out. NBA, the Bucks without Giannis and that calf muscle injury. They played against the Orlando Magic and beat them 117-99 at five-serve form. NFL, the Packers are headed to Brazil to play the Eagles In September, I spoke to Packers president Mark Murphy.
You know, the trip to London was phenomenal. The fan support, that was pretty impressive. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Brazil. I think we're the most popular team in Brazil, and really anxious to see the kind of support we'll get.
That's Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers continuing to look likely here in the overnight. Clouds and breezy northwest winds. Looking at mid-40s by sunrise. Any early morning showers ending Friday. Skies turning mostly sunny. Breezy with highs in the low to mid-50s. Right now, it's 48.
Hey, it's John Mine. On Friday's show, we'll feature the live music of Matt Harper. Don't miss it. Mine on the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent, now based in Kyiv, Ukraine. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R. His Twitter handle is the reverse of that, Itner Philip. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I saw a headline, I believe it was yesterday, might have been the day before, suggesting that within a month or two, Russia will have a 10-to-1 advantage over Ukraine in terms of armaments because of this 16-month holdup by Republicans in the House of Representatives of U.S. military aid for Ukraine. Is that accurate?
That's the estimate. And that's what we can expect soon. But already we're seeing the effect of the GOP obstructing getting aid to Ukraine. We are under constant attack here by things that heretofore we could knock out of the sky, that the air defenses here were capable of deterring. But Kharkiv, the second largest city in Ukraine, it's located out in the east, very close to the Russian border. It is getting pelted on a daily basis, things that they could have knocked out of the sky if they had air defense. In Kherson, down near the Black Sea, a very similar story. And here in Kyiv, just last night, one of the major power plants was hit and basically knocked out of commission. And that is something that could have been avoided if we had ammunition for, in particular, the Patriot missile system, which we sent over here. But because Ukrainians don't know when they're going to be getting any more ammo, basically, they're having to count every single shot, which means that they are second-guessing themselves constantly about, is this something we need to defend against? And it shouldn't be that way. So it's very tenuous.
All because of, forgive my language here, these goddamn Republicans. I'm just astonished that Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and this whole bunch in the House of Representatives are so eager for Vladimir Putin, this bloodthirsty dictator, to destroy the largest democracy in Europe. I mean, I'm just blown away.
Ukrainians have been so gracious to me, and when I talk to them about the support that that America and the West has given to Ukraine previously, they've been very gracious, and they have, I know that simmering beneath it, a lot of people here are upset. Well, that is no longer simmering beneath the surface. There is a lot of anger here. They recognize that they are coming hat in hand to the West. They realize that they're under, beggars can't be choosers, as my grandmother used to tell me. But at the same time, we made promises. Yep. To the people of Ukraine and to Ukraine as a nation state, we are signatories to the 1994 Budapest Agreement, in which We said, Ukraine, you give up your nukes, we will guarantee your territorial sovereignty. And we are woefully betraying that promise and that obligation. And while the Ukrainian people have been very, as I say, very understanding of the fact that we have been infiltrated by the Russians, the GOP is doing Putin's bidding for a reason. I mean, that is not me being a conspiracy theorist. Republicans themselves are now saying that the Russian propaganda dominates within certain sectors of the GOP, notably, of course, the so-called Freedom Caucus.
Yeah,
and Marjorie Taylor Greene
McCall,
and Johnson,
the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, came out and said this just a couple days ago, and then the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee said the same thing. And these are Republicans, and they're both saying that Republican propaganda is now basically running all of the other Republicans who are aligned with Donald Trump.
Yeah, and we shouldn't be as glib as to just say, oh, it's, you know, propaganda. This is an information war.
Yes.
This is a military operation. Russia's intelligence body is separated into kind of a civilian side, which we would, you know, consider, it's not the same because our structures are very different, but like the CIA, as opposed to covert military operations conducted out of the Pentagon. These are two separate things. And that's as close as a similarity as I can get to the structure of Russia. And I mention it because it is not the civilian side of Russia's intelligence apparatus that is attacking us, that is putting forward this kind of activity. It is their military. It is the GRU. It is their military intelligence operations. And these are covert operations meant to actually conduct information warfare. And they're being very successful. And they're getting, with the assistance of the GOP, which seems to have no backbone and no ability to push back against this information warfare, that this Ukraine finds itself in the position where it is. And we are letting this country down badly. I mean, we could lose power here any day, Tom. That's how bad things are.
I want to call on everybody who's listening to this program right now to call 202-224-3121, which is the Congressional Switchboard. Ask for your member of the House of Representatives. We all have one, even in D.C. I mean, there's Eleanor Holmes Norton. She can't vote, but she's there. Call and ask for your member of the House of Representatives. If you don't know who it is, give them your zip code, and they'll tell you who it is. And they will connect you with their office and tell them, get aid to Ukraine now, whatever it takes.
Now more than ever. Yes. Now more than ever. Yeah. It has been too long, and they have been running on fumes as it is. And we're getting to the point where we can't, there is no proper air defense here. It is not functioning. And that means that Russia can just halt every city. And we're talking millions of people are going to be without power. Millions of people are going to be under direct threat of missile attack. We're at a crisis point in Ukraine, and it can't be pushed off any further while Congress, you know, dilly-dallies and dithers and does Vladimir Putin's bidding, because that's exactly what they're doing. Yes. They're useful idiots, if not, you know,
they're
fellow
traitors,
travelers.
In my mind. They are traitors. This
I
is
agree.
Treason, in my
I agree.
Opinion. Treason against the United States, treason against democracy around the world. This is the worst kind of behavior. This is... I mean, arguably, it's on par with the Republicans like Hamilton Fish back in 1939, 40, and 41, who were on the floor of the House saying, oh, we can do business with Mr. Hitler, and he hates communists just like we do, so we shouldn't intervene in that war in Europe, you know?
We shouldn't be here.
Yeah, and we look back at those people, and now, you know, Rachel Maddow just wrote this book where she did a deep dive into a lot of these people that on the floor of the House and Senate were singing Hitler's praises and preventing Franklin Roosevelt from offering any aid to Europe. And it turns out that many of them were actually being paid by Hitler. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these people, I mean, you know, Citizens United made it perfectly legal for foreign governments to deliver money to super PACs and PACs and you know, through an intermediary, even to campaigns, political campaigns. Wouldn't surprise me at all if we discover, probably several years from now, that many of these Republicans, particularly Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mike Johnson, Scott Perry, you know, the usual suspects, these idiots, these asses, if we discover that they're actually being paid by Russia.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. And as a matter of fact, I hearken back to the 2016 election, which, of course, brought in the monster of Donald Trump, right, who does Vladimir Putin's bidding. We know that they hacked into the DNC and in so doing really hobbled Hillary Clinton's campaign. But we also know that they got into the Republican National Party. But that was never released to the public.
Exactly.
And that makes me very suspicious. What did the Russians learn? Are they using that information to put leverage on GOP? There has to be I believe firmly, Tom, that eventually, and I keep saying this to my Ukrainian friends, although it's getting harder and harder to do so, that we will make the right decision. We will force Speaker Johnson to bring this, because the American people do know what this means, and they don't like betraying a friend and an ally. But I want to see a postmortem. When this is all said and done, I want there to be an investigation and find out why it was that we put the people of Ukraine, who we firmly promised we would support, in the position like this. Right. We should not be where we are.
Yeah, and it's 16 months since
no
the
new ammunition
took over the House.
And also think about this, Tom. It's not just guns and ammo. This is a country under intense attack. I have a friend, an Irish friend, who runs a mental health hotline, and they get a lot of their funding from USAID. And that Lifeline Ukraine, it's a wonderful program where people who are in absolute, utter psychological distress can call in 24/7 and get psychological aid. And potentially, it's not just the bombs that kill people. There's psychological damage, and suicide rates are up here. That wonderful program, that program that only helps people, has had the spigot turned off on it as well. It's not
by
just
Republicans
the bombs
in Congress. Oh, because it's USAID.
It's USAID. So the funds have been
amazing,
basically turned off.
It's not just bombs.
This is criminal. They have blood on their hands.
Yeah.
They have blood on their hands. And it is a disgrace. And we are obligated. We made promises to these people.
Right.
And this is doing massive damage to America in terms of their international relations. The Europeans are now looking. The European Union is now openly talking about how much the U.S. is no longer a reliable ally.
Yep.
I mean, there was a discussion in the European Parliament just today that they have to find Patriot missile systems to send here because no longer can they trust Washington.
This is exactly
what
Putin
wants. We shouldn't be there.
Yeah, this
is exactly what
Putin wants. Let me just put this number out.
The GOP is doing Putin's bidding.
Yeah, let me put this number out for our listeners one more time to call the Congressional Switchboard, 202-224-3121. Give me your zip code. They'll tell you who your member of the House is, and ask for that person and tell them Ukraine aid now. Phil Ittner, thanks, Phil, for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
It's always good talking to you. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Why do Republicans oppose Joe Biden's efforts to cancel student debt? I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Also, FISA lets the government spy on Russians here in the United States. Republicans just shut it down.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I Slept with a Circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth, and don't forget that 35% discount when you use the promo code TOM at CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Who runs the House? Donald Trump runs the House. I would say this is the headline by Mark Sumner over on Daily Kos. I would argue that who runs the House? Vladimir Putin runs the House. I mean, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was used to figure out how Russia was interfering in the 2016 election, just got shot down in the House of Representatives because Donald Trump, on his Nazi-infested social media site, said, kill FISA. So here we have a law. It has to be reauthorized every 5 years. Here we have a law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that requires reauthorization in order for our intelligence agencies to effectively spy on Russian spies. Are you following this? This is the law that lets us figure out what Russians are up to. And Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Scott Perry and a whole bunch of these right wing, I believe it was 19 of these right wingers, yesterday killed this legislation in a procedural vote. Now, why would they do that? Because they're on Russia's side. I mean, I think it's time for us to start calling these people out, for us to start pointing out that not the entire Republican Party, obviously, but there is a large enough faction within the Republican Party that is entirely enthralled to Russia and Putin, to oligarchy and dictatorship, that they are damaging the United States, they are damaging the interests of the United States, and Ukraine is certainly part of the interests of the United States. We want democracy around the world, and we don't want Putin starting a land war in Europe, and now you've got, you know, the EU saying, if he takes Ukraine, he's going to Moldova and Poland next, and now you've got NATO involved, and it's going to be a war, a major war in Europe. And the Republicans are just fine with that. Just like they were in 1939, 1940, and the first 11 months of 1941. And again, I refer you to Rachel Maddow's two most recent books in which she lays out exactly how Hitler was spiffing Republicans in the House and Senate, and those Republicans were preventing President Franklin Roosevelt from doing anything about Hitler's destruction of Europe. We are watching the exact same thing right now. We're seeing a handful of people in the GOP, a large handful of people in the GOP, doing Putin's work here in the United States. These people are traitors. What say you? I'll be back with your calls after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Dino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekday afternoons weekdays from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now? Now that Republican lawmakers in Arizona have blown town until next Wednesday. Lawmakers have been trying to repeal the 1864 near-total ban on abortion after it was revived by the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Chris Mayes says she won't enforce the ban but won't be able to stop local prosecutors.
I would urge Arizonans who are pregnant to make a plan. And I can't believe I'm having to say that. But it's time to make a plan for 60 days from now. If something goes wrong, if you need an abortion, if you want an abortion, start thinking about California and Nevada and New Mexico or Colorado.
In federal court in Portland, Nathaniel Cheney pleaded not guilty to breaking into an electric power substation in Clackamas, Oregon in 2022 and shooting up equipment. Just days after a new rule requiring two-person crews on freight trains, four railroads asked an appeals court to throw it out. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she won't run for re-election next year. That'll mean an open seat when the ideological balance of the court goes back on the line. Bradley is 73 and was first elected to the court in 1995. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray restraints and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers continuing to look likely here in the overnight. Clouds and breezy northwest winds. Looking at mid-40s by sunrise. Any early morning showers ending Friday. Skies turning mostly sunny. Breezy with highs in the low to mid-50s. Currently 49 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs, Blue and Chewy, get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. What's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yes, of course you're right. Of course Putin owns the House of Representatives right now, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
You had a lovely conversation a little while ago with a woman who was talking about the spirit of an unborn child being getting a chance to go to a family who will be able to take care of it. And that was a lovely sentiment, but I want to stress that the only reason it's okay for a woman to get an abortion is it's none of your damn business.
Exactly.
Because as soon as you start coming up with reasons, or it's okay this, it's okay that, we lose our agency.
I agree. I agree. Good point, Ari. Very good point. None of your damn business. That needs to be our mantra. Ari, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Mona in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Mona, what's up?
Hi, I was calling because I was reading an article in the conversation about what's going on with them trying to get rid of DEI. And I've been noticing the past, since January, black unemployment is going up. And I'm just going to watch and see if this is related.
That's interesting.
That's all.
Well, the reality, Mona, I think you're onto something because, those companies that do have DEI programs are more likely to hire black people as a way of, increasing their diversity and providing, equity and inclusion, which is what DEI is. And those companies that don't are more likely to, hire white people. This is how it is. So
Stephen Miller is sending, and his law firm are sending letters to the black colleges and jobs saying they're going to be watching to see what they're going to do with DEI and affirmative action.
Yeah, no, they're doing everything they can to stop affirmative action and to retard any kind of progress that is accomplished by black people in the United States. We have, and again, this is centered within the Republican Party, just like the Putin caucus. We have a full-blown racist contingent that has seized the Republican Party, and they are all about race, and they are all about, frankly, destroying any idea of diversity and equity in the United States, and it's just wrong. It's just.
I noticed because all of these different black professionals that have gone to Yale and Harvard, and they're on television, and they're lawyers, and there's women. And I think they're upset about it, and that's why they're trying to get rid of it, so you don't have to worry about black professionals anymore.
Yeah, they don't want to see black faces on television. They don't want to see black faces in movies. They don't want to see black faces when they walk into a business or when they buy something. And like I said, these people are troglodytes. They're racists. They're holdovers from the 1800s. I mean, it's... They walk around with Confederate flags, and frankly, I think about a third of them would be very happy to see slavery return. Mona, thank you
I
so much.
That.
Yeah, I do
thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good talking
Bye.
To you, John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. God bless you. Real briefly, I want to talk about the Magna Carta of 1215 in England. The Magna Carta in Latin stands for the Great Charter of Freedoms. And it was agreed to by King John in 1215.
John the First on the plain in Runnymede is where he signed that thing.
Yeah, it came to represent the idea that the people can assert their rights against oppressive rulers, and that the power of government can be limited.
Yeah, now the one caveat, though, John, in 1215 was that the Magna Carta only applied to the nobility and the upper economic classes. It did not apply to serfs. But, you know, since then, we've expanded things.
Yeah, well, just like the multimillionaires and the billionaires, you know, the oligarchs.
Yeah.
And, because it was, for them, they wrote it, 25 barons in England wrote the Magna Carta.
Yes.
But, you know, by the way, Putin has had several oligarchs, billionaires in Russia, assassinated. Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, the dictator of North Korea, and so forth. You know, they're all above the law, right? Like Trump wants to be above the law.
Yeah.
And one final thing is George Washington ordered all of his troops, all of his soldiers, inoculated, or it was kind of like vaccinations of the day, against smallpox.
Yes, it was called variolation.
And if those troops had not been inoculated, we very likely could have lost the Revolutionary War, and George Washington would have been hung, and many other founding fathers hung in public squares.
Yep.
By the king of all people.
Yes. You are absolutely right. By George III.
Right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Excellent short walk down memory lane, down history lane. Thank you. Scott in Lombard, Illinois. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I would like to see all these politicians that voted in favor of these anti-abortion laws and these judges arrested for enslaving a woman to a fetus. I don't see the difference.
Yeah.
You know, that was all my point.
It ain't going to happen, but I get it.
If they were bolder.
Yeah. They think, apparently, these people think, that they, if they're men, their wives and daughters, if they're women, they themselves, if they're of childbearing age, think that they're immune from rape. There's 56,000 pregnancies from rape in the United States last year. 56,000. Over 20,000 pregnancies from rape in Texas, where it's illegal to get an abortion. Those numbers should just sober up anybody in America. This is just obscene. Scott, thank you very much. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. Thank you so much for taking my call. Last week, I believe on Friday, you did a comparison, a really good comparison of jobs between Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you could read that again, that would be fantastic. But it is a sharp contrast, and I think that will be an excellent advertising promo for the Democrats as well, along with the abortion issue. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Yeah, Joe Biden has created more jobs than Donald Trump, George W. Bush, and George H.W. Bush combined.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be a great advertising.
Yeah, it's make a great bumper sticker, too. Alfredo, thank you very much. Maybe Ziggy is listening.
Thank you
very much, with his End Bribes website. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to basically share with you the analysis of the oligarchs. I bought your oligarch book, and I'm beginning to read it along with a lot of other books about the power elite in America.
Yeah.
But here is a rallying cry, I think, that is consistent with what you were talking about earlier with Bernie Sanders' political revolution. And the rallying cry is this: no representation without taxation. You know, we have the tax doomsday clock winding down. Another couple of days, we have to all file our income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll typically find this time of the year in Fortune magazine and Forbes magazine, among the Fortune 500s, they'll brag about the 10 biggest corporations that paid zero taxes.
Exactly.
As if it's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is these corporations, even though they're people can be stripped of their political representation by the society at large. Felons, they lose it. They can't vote. It's virtually impossible for them to get a job. Donald Trump was caught cheating on his taxes, and he had to put up over $170 million in bond just because of that.
Yep.
He was trying to avoid taxes. What's a common thread with all these people is tax avoidance, because they don't see themselves as a part of society.
That's right.
They have their own little society. They have their own little world. And then the rest of us are the labor force or bugs or whatever, mud people. I mean, take your pick from whatever goofy association they have. But I think we need to start having laws crafted that strips the corporate person of any political consideration, just as if they were an illegal, undocumented alien. You don't pay taxes. You don't get any of the rights of the citizenship of the United States.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I am absolutely with you. American corporations last year showed $3 trillion in profits. It was the most profitable year in the history of the United States or any other democratic country. We have corporations that have been engaging in just wholesale price gouging now for decades. And that's really went on steroids, you know, in 2020, 21, and 22. And it's continuing. It's obscene. Robert Reich has a good piece about this over at robertreich.com. And, you know, we need to break up these monopolies.
The greedflation.
Yeah, it's greedflation. That's exactly what we have right now. We do not have inflation. We have greedflation because it's got nothing to do with the money supply.
No representation without taxation.
I love it. I love it. Paul, thank you.
Take it to the bank.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocate and the Mayor in the morning. Weekday afternoons weekdays from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love that with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself. That's why I've been taking Superbeats for almost a decade now. They are so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. That's right. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here today. Diane in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom. I'm still smiling about Ari's comment, none of your damn business. That was a good one.
It really was.
I'm still chuckling about that. Hey, I'm just curious. I've been involved in politics for a long time. I just turned 77, and I'm just never seen anything so wacky or crazy in my life. But I've always said follow the money. And is there no way that I don't even hear about anonymous anymore, but that we can find out where what kind of money's going into the pockets of these Republicans, these wackos?
The problem is that when finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. I mean, I'm just so frustrated that we can't. Yeah, we know they're taking money somehow.
I get it. The problem is that in 2010, five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, over the objection of four Democrats, ruled that if a foreign entity, if Vladimir Putin, wants to buy a Republican in the United States, all they have to do is launder the money through a PAC or a super PAC. And they created super PACs with that Citizens United decision. And so when money goes into PACs and super PACs, you know, some of them have to disclose their donors. Most of them don't. And they've gotten very, very cagey and slick about doing this. And increasingly, it's the PACs and super PACs that are doing the advertising, not the actual campaigns. So if you look it up in Open Secrets, for example, which looks at campaign spending, you'll find, you know, hey, they got their money from the oil companies and from the pesticide manufacturers and from a lot of, you know, individuals out there.
But if you look at the PAC or the super PAC, that money's coming from American billionaires, or it might be coming from Vladimir Putin, and you'll just never know. And that's the problem. That's why, you know, Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in that 2010 decision that gave his patron, his billionaire patrons, gave them the ability to more easily, effectively, and on the QT, you know, quietly, buy American politicians. And it has corrupted American politics. It has damaged our politics. We are 14 years into this thing, and the experiment has proven to be just a screaming, flaming disaster. So.
Oh, and so what's the solution? Do we have it? Can we as regular citizens do anything?
Not well. Yes, vote for Democrats.
It's pretty. I got that. Well, hey, I have to put a little plug in here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We started a nonprofit called Unite for Democracy. It's a nonprofit grassroots organization, and we're dedicated to reshaping and strengthening our American democracy. And anybody can join it. It's free.
Yeah.
And they can just go on Facebook to Unite for Democracy. We're trying to educate people on the difference between what we have and what we might get. Thank you. You're educational as always. I listen to you every day. Appreciate you, Diane.
Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work. Kendall in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hey, Kendall, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, as you so eloquently stated, I'm asking you, what would you like to do with them goddamn Republicans?
Vote them out of office.
You're going to have to do something with them, right?
Well, I'd like to vote them out of office, and I think that that's what's going to happen.
How couldn't Biden just have declared martial law and declare them all treason as traitors and arrest them all? And
spoken like a true Republican,
state
Kendall.
Houses and legislatures on up. What?
Spoken like a true Republican. No, I don't think that we need martial law. I think we need democracy.
I listen to you, and I mean, it's like you're winding people up to actually do that.
No, what I'm winding people up to do is to call their legislators and say, support Ukraine right now, and this November, vote for Democrats. Kendall, thank you for the call. Mark in Alpena, Michigan. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, have you got me?
Yeah.
Just real quick, I'm screaming at the radio because, you know, everybody's wondering why Donald Trump does what he does. I'd be willing to bet you $1 million right now that Donald Trump is a Russian agent.
And has been since the 80s when he first went to Russia with his wife, Ivana.
Absolutely. He's taken millions of dollars from Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Probably hundreds of millions.
Give it to him out of the good, hundreds of millions. And I know that they didn't give him that out of the goodness of their heart.
Right.
I know there's a quid pro quo in place. There has to be.
Oh, yeah. Look at that oligarch
who
paid him $54 million for a property that was worth 20. I mean, you know, there's just example after example of Russians and Saudis buying off Trump.
If you think of him as a Russian agent, then taking the documents at Mar-a-Lago makes sense because he's got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of debt to pay back.
Yeah.
Well, that makes extreme sense why he would want to do that.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know why
we don't call him a Russian agent.
He's a Russian agent. I think he is. I completely agree with you, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Let's see here. U.S. will carry back on. Oh, gun control. This is amazing. Stay with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Mino and the Mayor.
John, I'm coming in here. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years, which I'll remind you of last time I saw you.
Oh, wasn't that the circus?
No.
Okay.
But I'm coming and I'm listening to you. And
how drunk was I?
And when I saw you, I was shocked at how old you were.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. AV.